This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy, yummy, yumpkin. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you? Oh, do you?
All in favor to help Perla get revenge on our man Roman, say aye.
Aye.
Perla, good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help with your hubby? What's going on?
It's like the most frustrating thing, and I really want to get him back really good. So this Monday, I woke up, and I usually, you know, I get ready for work, and I put on my necklace, which happens to be heirloom from his grandmother that she gave me right before she passed away. Oh. And I put it in the same spot every night before I go to bed because it's like a beautiful antique, and I hang it right on like my necklace stand in the bathroom.
Sure.
So when I woke up and I was getting dressed and I couldn't find it, I started freaking out, like losing my mind. I was afraid to tell my husband at the time, but then I said, well, you know what, let me just tell him. Maybe he saw it. And he made me feel so horrible because this is really like, it's a family heirloom, you know, his grandmother's no longer here.
That's crazy, though. I mean, sorry to interrupt, but that's so crazy that the grandmother on his side of the family gave you the necklace. Did you two have a really good bond together?
We did. And actually, he is her favorite grandson, which makes this all the more worse because there was probably three other in-laws that she could have given it to, but she chose me.
Aww. You're the chosen one.
Exactly. So, like, I took yesterday off to look for this necklace because I didn't even tell him I took the day off because I was just so panicked, and I freaking found it.
Where?
Well, it was in his dresser, and I specifically asked him if he saw it. He said no. He made me feel horrible about it. So, you know, I was like, I would have never put this here, you know? So right. I looked through our security footage and saw that he had woken up before me and, like, stashed it there.
He took the necklace from you and put it in his dresser?
Yeah, like, we don't play pranks, so I don't even know where this is coming from. And it's such, like, an invaluable, irreplaceable thing. I don't know why he did it, but I...
You think he's jealous she gave it to you and not him? He wanted to rock it?
I don't know, but, like, he ended up telling, like, his whole family.
That he played a prank on you?
No, that I lost Grandmother Mary's necklace.
Oh my God.
He set you up to his own family after his grandma gave you an heirloom.
Yeah.
What is this man's deal?
Oh my
God. He's definitely jealous of her. He wants grandma all to himself.
Carla.
Grandma's dead, so.
He wants his family all to himself.
Oh, wow. Damn, I don't even know why else. There's nothing that you've done to him?
No, we don't joke around like that. That's not how our relationship is. I mean, I was in tears, and he didn't at any point break down and say, okay, I have it, you know?
Aww. I'm so confused. Obviously, like, you found out what happened. You confront him. What did he say? What did he, like, explain himself?
Well, when he got home from work, I asked him, like, are you sure you don't know if you've seen it? Like, did you see me wearing it yesterday? And he was like, no, I can't believe you lost it. It was, like, gold and gems. It was my grandmother's. I'm like, I don't even know what to say. My mom is mad, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he just continued to make me feel really bad about it.
Wow, girl.
I don't understand. So there's no joke, or he just doesn't want you to have it?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. Maybe he doesn't like me wearing it and doesn't know how to say it. I have no idea.
Have you not told him that you know what happened, though? I know you said you gave him one last chance to tell you the truth, but did you ever reveal to him, like, hey, I have this footage. I saw that you took it.
No.
Okay.
I'm so angry. I don't even know why he did this to me. It was like 48 hours of hell for no reason.
So this is to embarrass him and then ask him the question why he did it?
Yep.
All right. This guy better have an excuse ready. Mm-hmm. All right, how many seconds we're going to give Miss Perla?
121.
121 seconds we're going to give you, Perla, to convince and coax your husband into baby talking to you for two reasons. One, to embarrass him. And two, to ask the question, why the hell was he hiding the family heirloom from you? Because there has to be a reason. If it's not a joke, if it's not a ha-ha, I just wanted to play a trick, there has to be a reason.
Right.
Sound good?
Yes.
All right.
Please.
All right. Well, Perla, hold on right there. We need your husband's number. We're going to call him, get him back live on your radio. We got that cupcake call. Up next with your morning mess. Morning mess. We're back with a cupcake call. So listen, the show, we talked to Perla and we're frustrated because we have no idea why this man would do this to his wifey. So Perla is on the line right now. Her husband's grandmother passed away and she gave her a family heirloom, which is a necklace. Now, her husband is the favorite grandchild. Mm-hmm. So, like, it makes sense he gives it to her favorite grandchild's wifey. She lost the necklace, or what she thought. And she was asking her husband, have you seen it? She puts in the same place all the time in the dresser. Perla, he got really mad at you, right?
Yeah.
He got so mad, he told the whole family that you lost the necklace.
He told the whole family. He made me cry about it. Like, I just felt horrible.
And you told us you couldn't figure it out. So you look at some footage. You have cameras inside the house. What did the footage show in your bedroom?
It showed him literally getting up about 10 minutes before my alarm went off, grabbing the necklace and stuffing it in his dresser.
So basically he hid this necklace from you.
Yeah.
Like, weird.
It wasn't a mistake.
He doesn't know that you know that you saw the footage.
No, he has no idea that I know. He could have deleted the footage, and he didn't. And he also has no idea that I found it. But I put it back where I found it so that, you know, that he would think that I didn't know.
Yeah, it's not like he said, like, I was just a little joke or nothing. He just stayed mad at you.
Basically, yep.
Not only are we going to help you get back at him, girl, but we need to find out why the hell he did this. Because I'm still confused. And I'm sure you have to be, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm angry. It's so embarrassing. Like, I have angry voicemails from his sister. So I just want to get to the bottom of this.
All right, hon. Well, this is what we're going to do. Carla, we're going to give her how many seconds?
121.
121 seconds to coax and convince your man, Robin, into baby talking to embarrass him back on the radio. We up for it, Perla?
Yes, please.
Perfect. Now, we're going to eavesdrop. I know us and the Valley is dying to find out, because after we tell him he's live on the radio and he's embarrassed himself, we got to ask, why did he steal the necklace from you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
I don't think I can go to work today. I listened to my voicemail, and your sister's so angry at me, and I don't even know. I can't. There's no apology that I can give her. I don't even want to call her back.
What?
You told everyone that I lost Grandma Mary's necklace. Like,
hold on a second. I didn't tell any of them about the necklace. I don't know what you're talking about.
But you did, because your sister, she's infuriated.
But I have no idea how they found out about it. I didn't tell them.
Okay, well, listen, it doesn't matter. Like, they know, she knows, everybody knows. I can't even deal with this.
Hey, you're being way too dramatic about this. Like, you need to get up. You got to go to work, all right?
I can't. Like, I'm already PMSing, and this is so overwhelming, babe. I just need you to come home.
Oh, jeez. I can't right now.
Can you please come home, or at least, like, talk to me in, like, that sweet, comforting voice?
What?
You know, when you... You tell me I look pretty, and...
Listen, I'm at the office right now. Like, I can't do this.
Well, then come home. If you
there
do
are
that,
people...
I'll come
okay.
home. I'm...
Okay,
I'm
okay, hold on. Hold on. Listen, I can't come home right now. I'll do the voice.
Prove it.
Oh, Perla, Perla, you're so cute. I love the way your hands look, baby, and your toes. I want to lick your toes. They're so pretty. Can I whisper to you, baby, baby? Can I whisper in your ear?
Well, if you lick her toes, don't lick her ear afterwards.
Yes!
That would be gross.
It would.
Gross. Athlete's ear. Hello?
Ew.
Roman.
What is going on? What is this?
Well, Roman, you're actually live on the radio right now.
What?
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You've just been cupcake
called.
What the hell, Perla?
Perla, you want to let him know why he's embarrassing himself, and then ask the big question, please.
You hid Grandma Mary's necklace, and for the past like day and a half, I've been freaking out about it, and you've just been dangling it over my head. They're like, oh, I lost Grandma's necklace. Blah blah blah. It's been in your dresser drawer the whole time. What is that about?
You want to know what that's about?
Yeah, the whole damn valley is on the edge of their seat right now. What happened?
Hurry up.
My wife turned my white Larry Fitzgerald jersey into a pink tie-dye jersey. And not only did she do this, she did it right before I was going to the home opener with all of my friends and my brothers. And she didn't even have the slightest bit of remorse for doing this. And she was like, oh, what's the big deal?
I rest my case, Your Honor. Okay, well.
Hey,
I'm feeling Roman right now. You messed up my Fitz jersey. That's why we've been having a losing season, because you destroy his jersey.
That's not fair.
And we lost that whole opener, too.
Well, it was a tie. It was a tie. We didn't really win.
It was a tie-dye.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.